Before I begin, I just want to point out this tie here means a lot to me. It was one of the few practical Christmas gifts that my mom gave me. And it wasn't too long ago, and I really appreciate it. And another thing, it makes me think of my dad, because he always believed in wearing a tie at the church. But I just wanted to mention that before I start. Okay, my story starts about 1955, 1956. Before this, my family, none of us as kids or mom and dad went to church anywhere. And a team of three ladies came to my parents' home. And their names was B. Johnson, Farrah Edgren, and Rosella Elway. And because of them coming to our church, and also my dad was dealing with B's dad, Anton Johnson, at his grocery store. And he mentioned to Dad, he asked my dad, could I come and pick your kids up for Sunday school? And Dad says, yeah, sure. And, you know, he was the first bus ministry of this church. And not only did he pick us Doboshes up, but there was a lot of other families of kids he picked up for Sunday school. So we can't thank the original people, especially with those that back in the 60s, there's only seven. And I can't remember each one of their names, but seven people that really, you know, got down and prayed and said, you know, Lord, lead us. And I'm thankful that you brought them along. And look what he's brought now, what he's done for us. Well, anyway, not long after the attending, I don't remember how old I was, but in Sunday school, I received a Sunday school paper. And on the paper, I seen that there was a picture of Jesus being tempted by the devil. And I think this was the first indication in my life that the Holy Spirit was working in my heart. Because it didn't sink deep in me, but then several years later, after I was graduated from high school, it was either the first or second Sunday evening in June in 1967, I heard a message. And this pastor gave a message on what hell would be like. And I said, Lord, if that's what hell is like, I want to accept you as my Savior because I want to go be with you. And not only that, I want to do your work. And he's worked a mighty, tremendous work in me. And I can't take any credit for it. He's done so much. But anyway, then that was in June of 1967. And then later that year, I along with several others in the church and my older brother, William Hartshorn, we were baptized at the Brisbane Baptist Church. And I want to explain, this wasn't here because this building wasn't even here that back then. We were at Lance Proper, and there was no baptistry there. So we went up to the Brisbane Baptist Church, and we were baptized there. And then I went in down into Texas in the Air Force, and I was at Lackland, and I got away from the Lord. Because I just didn't, I guess it was partly because I was such a new Christian and I hadn't been discipled yet. And I got into the world and I got into sin. Anyway, one of the things that really touched my heart while I was over in England, this is after I went from Lackland, Texas to Elkinbury, England, that there was a buddy of mine that he, in the middle of the night, I think it was about 5 in the morning, he had a blood clot. And it was a serious thing that happened, and he died. And, you know, I thought to myself, what if that was me? And I didn't know Jesus as my personal Savior and Lord. And I still wondered about that young man, and I can only pray that he did go to be with our Lord. But anyway, I went about, you know, it helped straighten me out a little bit, but then I still continued in my sin. But then when I came home, I kind of got straightened out for a little while. The Lord brought me back, and we were going to another church for a little while, and then the Lord led us back into Lance Free. And Pastor Jack Kelly got a hold of me, and he says, you're not a member yet. He says, were you baptized? And I said, yeah, I was baptized on New Year's Eve in 1967, right before I went into the service. And he said, okay. Then he says, would you consider becoming a member? And I said, yes. So time went on. And anyway, things happened. And I kind of got away from the Lord again. I started working out at Piper Aircraft in Quijana. And so what happened there, I got into drinking and all kinds of stuff and that I shouldn't have been involved in. And anyway, it took a visit from Pastor Kelly again. And it wasn't his doing, it was the Lord, because the Lord knew that I was being drawn away from it. But anyway, he came to me and he talked to me and the Lord spoke through him, and I finally got away, at least to the point where I wasn't drinking and becoming so involved with alcohol. But then, oh, the Lord invited into my life a beautiful woman. In fact, a friend of mine, Eric Pelt, worked with me at Piper Aircraft. And he says, and I told him about some of the things that I did, you know, out and my drinking. He says, you know, Andy, what you need is a godly woman in your life. And he was right. So the Lord, you know, led him to say that to me. And so, you know, He did send a godly woman in my life. And it didn't straighten my drinking out right away. But, you know, I saw that the Lord loved me so much that he done all kinds of things to try to bring me back to him. And, you know, I can't thank him enough. But anyway, and then we were led away. The Lord led me away for a few years to go to the Baptist, Phillipsburg First Baptist Church, and he done an awesome job with me. Only the Lord could have done that. That I was the only deacon at that time, and he led an uneducated man like me to become the only deacon to lead that church there. And anyway, I want to say, and then he led us back here, and Pastor Matt and several others. I'm not going to mention names because I don't want to not include anyone. But there's so many that has encouraged me, and especially last fall when I was thinking about taking care of my dad because he had Alzheimer's, and my sister and I brought him home from out at Mount Laurel, and I was dreading it. But then after I took that month that Bonnie and I spent with my dad, it was a blessing. I got to know my dad so much better. Even though it wasn't the same dad as before he had the Alzheimer's, I still got to know him. And well, and I thank God for that. And I want to thank everyone that's had anything to do with, you know, just encourage me. There's so many people that's encouraged me since I've been back these last 4 years, and thank you all.